Alleluia.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazi bwenyabo Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Muriyo mutya mukama wa Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Obulamuli butya.
And how is your life?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Ekisera kyonabira mulungi.
All the time he is good.
Kubanga ye eliyekuba obulamu n'amazima.
Because him is the way, the truth and the life.
Kusinzira mu Yohane suri 14.
According to John chapter 14.
Olunyiri okutandika olw'omukaaga.
Starting from verse 6.
N'olw'omusanvu.
And 7.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kwongera okugulumiza Katonda.
We move to glorify God.
Kitaffe omuyinza ebintu byonna.
The Father Almighty.
Ye asinzira waggulu w'eggulu.
He who is above the heavens.
N'alaba mu ggulu yonna.
And see through all the heavens.
Era n'akola mu
and he walks through all the heavens.
Ngabwe chandikwa mbefese sule yokona.
Has written Ephesians chapter 4 and the verse 6.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Iranga twongera okugulumiza Katonda kigambo.
And we move to glorify God with the word.
Utumanyingo omwana.
Whom we know as the Son.
Yesu Kristo.
Jesus Christ.
Oyo asinzira mu ggulu eryokusatu.
He who bases in the third heaven.
Ngabwe chandikwa mbakoliso ekyokubiri.
Has written in 2 Corinthians.
Sule yekumi nebiri.
Chapter 12.
Nyolisoka pakuru okusatu.
Verses 1 to 3.
Nafuga mu ggulu yonna ne
and he reigns in all the heavens and the earth.
Kubanga byonna biri mu ye.
Because they are all in him.
Ngabwe tulaba Matayo sura ya 28.
As we see in Matthew 28. And the verse 18.
Bwatugamba nti mperudde obuyinza mu ggulu ne ku nsi.
When he has been given power in heavens and earth.
Kale tugende tufuula amawanga gonna abayigirizwa.
So let's go make all nations disciples.
Batize bayingire mu linnya lya Kitaffe.
Baptize in the name of the Father.
Omwana.
The Son.
N'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Tubayigirize ne byonna bye yatulagira.
We teach them all he commanded us.
Kubanga ali wamu naffe.
Together with us up to the end.
Tuongere okumwebaza mukama waffe Yesu.
We move to thank him our Lord Jesus.
Yatuwanidde n'okutuuka
leero. You has upheld us up to today.
Yeye yatuwa ekisubizo n'okutuukiriza n'atuukiriza.
Who gave us a promise and even fulfilled.
Yayogera mu Yohane suri 14.
He spoke in John chapter 14.
Olunyolwe 15.
Verse 15.
Bako olwe 17.
Up to 17.
Kisiwa kutulekanga baamulekwa.
That is not to leave us as orphans.
Naye yaliwa kutusindikira omubeezi omwoyo wa mazima.
He was to send us the comforter, the spirit of truth.
Aliokabere
that he will be unto us and be within us all forever. That is why we thank the Spirit of Truth. You came down in the Acts chapter 2 verses 1 to 5. Yet he moves to lead us up to today as written in Romans chapter 8 verse
40.
And those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Oh Spirit of Truth,
we
move to give you first place in our midst. You add on us to understand the words of God. Written of you, Proverbs 1 verse 23. That you accept my reproof. I pour upon you my Holy Spirit. He will make you know my words. We move to welcome you, Holy Spirit. That you renew us. That sounds 104
verse 30.
It's you who was sent, we were created. And even to renewing, it is you the same. You are not sent alone. And together with them is of angels. As Hebrews 1 verse 14 tells us, up to 14, we move still to thank the Father has given us thousands of angels. We move to proclaim us the word of God, the scriptures of truth, and to work with us to fulfill. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. We glorify God for that. I am by name and voice Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in the ministry of the full knowledge of God, and to move rich unto you, part 14, portion E, of God's heavenly government on the earth and its central government. Praise Jesus much. And we are still moving on to winding up the eighth department of God's heavenly government on the earth. Department of Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits
and the seven eyes of God sent in the whole earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And
we're
still moving on to see the seven divisions which are in the department of Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, those sent in the whole earth. Move on to take off seals to move to understand the responsibility on the Holy Scriptures, which bring light of the Word of God, the full light, which passed through the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So, division
so the six divisions, we finished them. Where there is division of spirit of wisdom, division of spirit of understanding, division of spirit of counsel, division of spirit of might, division of spirit of knowledge, and division of spirit of fear of the Lord. When we came, as we took off the seals, to know the Holy Scriptures, those in the Holy Book of God, which bring light of the Word of God, which pass through those seven spirits, even responsibility of seven spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So we are still moving on to finish with the last division, the seventh division, division of spirit of the Lord, as we take off the seal to know the responsibilities of the spirit of the Lord, passing through the much light of the Holy Scriptures,
and enlighten
us responsibilities spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Today, among the 7 to 8 points we are meant to see under the spirit of the Lord, we are right on the 5th point.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we want to immediately begin it. This day we want to see in this point that passing through the Spirit of the Lord, we are revealed God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, together with God the Spirit, at creation of heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. At creation of heavens and earth, and they based above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, before creation happened, according to light of the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, in the Holy Book of God, which we are passed through the Spirit of the Lord. Yes. Praise Jesus much. We have told you that in this 5th point, we want to see that passing through the Spirit of the Lord, we are revealed God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even God the Holy Spirit, at creation of heavens and earth, as they based above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, before creation happened,
and
those we are revealed them through the full light of the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to also look into that. First of all, what you have to know, that yes, we have come seeing the presence of God the Father, the presence of God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even presence of God the Spirit, or the Holy Spirit,
known as Spirit of the Lord.
But
right now we are looking most at their responsibilities at creation. In the creation of heavens and earth. Even their fullness. As they base above the heavens. At the beginning and the end. Before creation happened. What you have to know. That when God was creating heaven and earth. He was not living in the heavens and earth which is today. Because no one builds a house and it lives in the same house.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we read Isaiah chapter 66 and the verse 1, he tells us, even in the verse
2,
that heavens is his throne, even earth is his footstool. Now he was not living in the heavens and earth as he created. He was living above the heavens at the beginning. And there is where the Father remains. Then the word whom we know as the Son came to sit in the heavens and earth which are today. Then Holy Spirit moved on to govern things in the heavens and earth to leading them. Let us read we hear.
Isaiah esule yinkaga momukaga nolunyiri olusoka.
Isaiah chapter 66 from verse 1.
Bwati bwayogera mukama ntiyeguru yentebe yange nensi yentebe yebigere byange nyumba ki jemuli nzimbira era kifochi.
Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? Praise Jesus much. According to Isaiah 66 verse
1,
the entire heaven is taken to be the throne of God. And all the earth, they are footstools of his. He takes it as his house. But we do not have any other house we can build for him. In the place of his rest that we can build for him. But we have brought that scripture to meaning that what you have to know that when God was creating heaven and earth, when he was creating the entire heavens and earth, he was not living in there. When we speak of God, we speak of God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus, even God the Spirit, known as Spirit of the Lord, God the Holy Spirit. They were not living in the heaven as us which are today, but they were above the heavens at the beginning and the end before creation happened. That is why it is always spoken in Genesis 1 verse 1 that in the beginning where God best to create heavens and earth. Let us read we hear. Genesis chapter 1, verses
1.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Praise Jesus much. God
based
at the beginning. And he created heavens and earth which are today. Even their fullness. Praise Jesus much. Now there at the beginning. To be able to reach there, we have to ascend, pass through all the heavens. When we read Isaiah 66, verses 1,
it
told us that the heavens is his throne, and all the earth is his footstool. And he asked us, which house we can build for him, And which resting place can we build for him? Now all the heavens and all the earth, they are taken to be as the house of God. The meaning that you cannot build a house yet at the same time you live in it. You must have another place where you are outside that house to be able to build that house. When God was building all heavens and earth,
he placed
above all the heavens where we call the beginning, before creation happened. That he tells us most in the Hebrews 4 verses 14. Let us read we here. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14.
Kale bwe tulina kabona asinga obukulu omunene eyayita mu ggulu Yesu omwana wa Katonda tunywezenga okwatula kwaffe.
Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. We have a priest called Christ Jesus, who is the high priest. He passed through all the heavens.
In
the time you pass through all the heavens, you have gone above the heavens. In this time, they are above all the heavens. God the Father is where he remains. And that's why you see Ephesians chapter 4 verses 6. He is spoken of and is in the above the heavens. Ephesians chapter 4 verses 6. He says like this. Ephesians chapter 4 verses 6.
Katonda omu kitawe wa bonna afuga byonna ayita mu byonna era ali mu byonna.
One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Yes. The Father of all, who is above all. Luganda does not have that. The Father of all, who is above all. Now to go into the Father, you have to go to above all the heavens. Now there above all the heavens, God the Father, and together with God the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus, together with God the Spirit, who is known as the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord, they based there above the heavens to create all the heavens and the earth which are today. That is why you see in Job chapter 28 verse 23 and 24,
him,
God the Father up to today, still he based there above the heavens and he sees through all heavens and the earth. Let us read we hear.
Job chapter 28
verse 23.
Katonda tegere kubuliago era yamanye kifo kyago.
God understand its way and he knows its place.
Olinyolwa biri
mwenya. Verse 24.
Kubanga tunulira kutuka ku komerero zensi era alaba ebiri wansi weggulu lyonna.
For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heavens. Yes.
Kwigamba okusinzira waggulu weggulu.
Now to say to best in above all the heavens.
Omanyi butuulidemo
Now when we've had Ephesians 4 verse 6, that one God, the Father of all, who is above all, when we move to be above all,
then Job chapter
28 verse 23 to 24,
what
is told, the Father is right above all the heavens to see through all the heavens and earth which are today. Now there is where he based together with God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus,
together with God the Spirit, who we know as the Holy Spirit, O Spirit of the Lord, and He created heavens and earth which are today.
Entire
heavens and the earth which are today, even their fullness, and
He
based right above the heavens. When you read Psalms chapter 8 verse
1,
you move on, look at above all the heavens. Let us read, we hear. Psalms chapter 8 verses 1.
Ayi mukama, mukama wafe, erinya lyo ngaddungi nnyo mu nsi zonna. Gwe yateeka ekitiibwa kyo ku ggulu.
O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who has set your glory above the heavens? Yes. Right passing through all the heavens. The glory of God the Father is right there. Reaching the everlasting. Now do not get confused. And you have been asked the question. God, when He was creating heavens and earth, where was He? He was right above all the heavens at the beginning and the end. Before creations happened, praise Jesus much. Because many scientists bring confusion and they use such words like Big Bang Theory, that there was an empty space. And that empty space, there came elements. And those elements exploded to create heavens and earth. Now me too, I ask them. Who created that empty space? Even those elements which exploded.
Evolution.
In that they term as evolution. That which exploded. Who put there that empty space? And who put there those elements which eventually exploded? That to come out creation of heaven and earth. Those are lies. We show you the real truth of many years. That the creation of heavens and earth, God did it basing above all the heavens at the beginning and the end. Before creation happened, all those are revealed by Spirit of the Lord in taking off seals from the Holy Scriptures. We show you Holy Scriptures which pass through Spirit of the Lord. This time which bring the light of the Word of God. And enlighten us in the way creation happens. And God the Father, even God the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus, even God the Spirit, they were there in that creation, even with different responsibilities that we shall move to see below. Yet still, that is what happened above the heavens. Because when you read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 9 to enter verse 10, there is something called above the heavens. What we explain to you, that there is where God based to create all the heavens and the earth. And He did not base in the heavens and earth which are today, to creating heavens and earth. Because scientists at that point is where they want to reject God. And they say that He is the one who created heaven and earth. Yet at the same time He was living in the same heaven and earth, because they didn't know where He was. And right now, light of the Word is enlightening us. See what it enlightens us, that in above the heavens. According to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 9 to 10, and He says like this. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 9.
naye ekigambo ekyo nti yalinnya kigamba ki wabula okugamba nti era yakka mu njuyi ezawansi ez'ensi
now that he ascended what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth
olinnya olwekkumi
verse 10
eyakka era yeewuuye yalinnya waggulu ennyo okusinga eggulu lyonna alyoka atuukirize byonna
he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens that he may fill all things
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
yalinnya okusinga eggulu lyonna
he ascended passing through all the heavens
n'agenda eri waggulu w'eggulu
and he went above the heavens
alyoka abeereyo ng'ajjuza eggulu lyonna
that he may be there that he fills all the heavens
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
naye nga tukimanyi nti yalinnya
but we know that the one who ascended
ye katonda kigambo
that is God the word
tumanyi ng'omwana yesu kristo
whom we know as the son Christ Jesus
eri gye yali agenze yali ogenze okusinga nayo kitaffe
but where he had gone to meet there the father
kubanga twawulidde mu befeso esula y'okunonyola omukazi
because we had Ephesians 4 verse 6
tikatonda kitaffe
that God the Father
tewabona
father of all
erali waguru wabyonna
above all
yali eyo
he is the one there
untandikwa nenkomere
at the beginning and the end
ukutonanga tekunabawo
before creation happened
so ukusinira waguru weguru lyonna
God is best and above all the heavens
tonda kitaffe
God the Father
Katonda kigambo
God the word
tumanyi ng'omwana Yesu
whom we know as the son Jesus Christ
ne katonda omoyo mutukufu
even God the Holy Spirit
tumanyi ng'omoyo wa mukama
whom we know as spirit of the Lord
basinjira okutwala obuvunanyizibwa obwenjawulo
it's where they best to take over different responsibilities
katonda kweguli onane
in the creation of entire heavens and earth
babu tujjo kweyongera okulaba
as we shall move on to see
nayinga obukakafu bwayongera okwogera kwa muzaburi 10:17
but the proof we move to speak in the Psalms 113 Verse 4.
Bugamba bwebuti.
It says like this.
Zaburi esura 10:13 n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Psalms 113 verses 4.
Mukama ali waggulu okusinga amawanga gonna. N'ekitiibwa kye okusinga eggulu.
The Lord is high above all nations. And his glory above the heavens. Yes.
Ali waggulu singa amawanga gonna.
He is high above all the nations.
Okusinganaga ne ba malaika
above even the angels in the entire heavens
kubanga agame kiwa kiryeri waguru waguru
because he said his glory is right above the heavens
kale je mutayinza kulingiriza na byuma
now things you cannot look at with instruments
eh ngabako stars no smile
when they use telescopes
eh basobole mbo okuketta
that they can check and see the things
waluwe ni muminji katonda jakola
there are many works that God does
era ne chifo chajo
even their place
gabana science ne munagano kweba kemisana ne chiro
scientists even though you refuse to sleep day and night
temuri lengera ko wadde yakola atya
you will never look neither know of them how he did them
ngamuita mwebye byoma bya mu
when you pass through your telescopes
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus man.
Kubanga temulifuna kizungirizi.
Because we never get a rocket.
Temugenda okutuma okusuka eguli yonna.
That you will send and it goes passing through all the heavens.
Mugende motoka waguru weguru.
That you go reach above the heavens.
Okulaba eguni nsi byatondebwa.
You see how heaven and earth were created.
Efu tuline entambula ez'omwoyo ezatukusaayo ku bwa mukama.
Spiritual transports which reached us there. On behalf of God. And we got to be made known all those. By spirit of the Lord. But in Ecclesiastes he says. These are some of the works. Though a wise refuse sleep day and night. He cannot know them. Neither to search and meet them. Let us read we hear.
Omubulizi esule yomunana. Nolu nyiriri ole kumino mukaga.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 16
Bwenasa yo mutima gwange okumanya amagezi nokulaba emirimu ejikolebwa ku nsi kubanga waliwera atafuna tulo mu masoge emisana nechiro
when I applied my heart to know wisdom and to see the business that is done upon the earth for also there is one who neither day nor night sleeps with his eyes
Orinyole 17
verse 17
Aonenda bomulimu gonna ogwa katonda omuntu ngatayinza kugukebera tayinza kukebera mulimu ogukolebwa wansi wenjuba kubanga omuntu nebwategana atya okugukebera naye taligulaba wiwao natomugezigezi nebwalowoza okugumanya
Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, moreover, though a wise man thinks to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. Yes. There are works of God. Those which were made from old. Has created heavens and earth basing above the heavens. You know, to move from this earth, you pass other 9 planets.
Then
you go meet the moon, the sun, and you head on to the stars in the firmament, many of them, and then you reach on the heaven, that blue heaven you see up there. No rocket has ever reached it. Now when you pass through it,
right
in the rim above, there are other 3 heavens. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. And those 3 heavens in the rim above, them too you have to pass them. And you go right above the heavens. And then you know things of creation, how they were.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as the Ecclesiastes has told you, that these are not of the wise men, those of the world. For we too who speak them today, we have revealed them by the Spirit of God. He who moved me in the spiritual transport, even to reach me above the heavens, in the heavenly journey, to be able to know all those. As he speaks in 2 Corinthians, in the 1 Corinthians chapter
2,
start from verse 9 to enter verse 10, as he says this. First Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 9.
Nayengabwe anti eriso beitalabangako nokutubye kutawuliranga nebita yingiranga mu mutima gwa muntu byonna Katonda byategekera abamwagala.
But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Verse 10.
Naife Katonda yatubibikulira ku bw'omwoyo kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna.
But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Praise Jesus much. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, it began saying, it says, what eye has not seen, you will not see them with telescopes, neither any instruments. You will not search them like that. For it's not I that has ever seen them.
With naked eyes,
whether you've seen with naked eyes or you're using a telescope, yet the eye has seen it. These we speak of, eye has never seen them. The ears, even some of yours have never heard of them.
God,
when he was creating heavens and earth, he based above the heavens. Even inside your heart, it has never entered in there. That's what he has just explained in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 16 to 17. No man refused to sleep day and night, and he opens his eyes. There are old works of God he cannot search out. But the good thing, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, he has told you that those who have revealed us by the Spirit, for the Spirit searched even the deep things of God, and things are of much depth. Now for example, these of creation of heavens and earth,
munange bya waguru we guriyo
na brothers there above all the heavens
utufu waliyo na batamanyi tu waliyo waguru we guriyo na
there are those who do not know even that there is above all the heavens
kakati waliyo subrutio kumanya byo kutonda kwe guriyo
now how could you get to know things of creation of heavens and earth.
Nitu ebaza mukama katondo muize ebintu
byonna. But we thank the Lord God Almighty.
Ayisemu department ene yomuna.
He has passed through this eighth department.
Ya government ya katondo yomuguru
kusi. Of God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department eyomwe mutu kuumbojo
vubu. Department of Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Yemeyo musambu ya katondo.
The seven spirits of God.
Najja ita moyo wa mukama.
And he come pass through spirit of the Lord.
Najja kusiru natu bikulire byandi kwe bitu
kufu. And he takes off seal reveals us the holy scriptures.
Bitu leromo sana okumanya.
And he bring us light to know
Katonda chitafi
God the Father
Katonda chigambo
God the Word
utumanyingo mwana Yesu
whom we know as the Son Jesus
ne katondo moyo mutukufu
even God the Holy Spirit
utumanyingo moyo wa mkama
whom we know as spirit of the Lord
basi nzire waguru we guru
yonna where the best above all the heavens
ne batonda eguru ne eguru yonna ne sibiri
wole and he created all heavens and earth with all their fullness
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
na yeraga na magezi nango yali yagatukubiga gabika yagakweka ngagafu
but still this wisdom he had hid it and it's ours
cho mulimo ogusemba yokusema zinga wese
the glory of the final work on this planet earth
banga bwayogera mbakolise ikisoke sule yokubira
when he speaks first Corinthians chapter 2
nyoro omukaga agamba bwa
verse 6 he says this
abakolise ikisoke sule yokubiri nolunyiriri olomukaga
first Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6
naye amagezi tugogera mwaba abakula naye amagezi akitaliga mirembe gino Eraga taliga abakuru abo mirembe gino abagwao
But we speak wisdom among them that are mature yet not the wisdom of this world nor the princes of this world that come to nothing
Olinyolo musanvu
Verse 7
Netwogera magezi ga Katonda muchama galiya gakisibwa Katonda gyele gireda ensinga tezinnabawo olwekitibwa chafu
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Yes.
Gana magezi kutuogera agali mchigambo kati.
This wisdom we speak that in the word now.
Aganyunyula waguru we guri ona.
Which explain above all the heavens.
Katonda chitafi.
God the Father.
Ne chigambo chi.
And his word.
No moyo umutukufu.
And his Holy Spirit.
Ibasinjiru kutonde guri ona ne esi.
Where they best create all heavens and earth which
are there. Gana magezi gakisibwa.
Now this wisdom was hid.
Waburanga mukama bwagatu wadokugawa eri ensi.
As God has given it to us to give it to the world.
Akabona abayigiriza banagenda ngamaso gatu bikuri.
Teaching priests will move on to reveal them to us.
Okutubi kuliramu nebiri eyo waguru we guru
bana. Reveal to us what is right above the heavens.
Waga nogari gakisibwera kankano ogaulira mirembe.
This one had been hid but now you hear it in our generation.
Atona ngateka wechitibu echenja
u. God puts their special glory.
Gabu yayogeranga agaba.
As he spoke saying.
Tukwanidiseri omulembo mpya.
We will come into the new generation.
Kulino okumanya katondo okujudde nechitibu achi.
Full knowledge of God and his glory.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Na ye eyo waguru we guru.
But there above the heavens.
Tafeje ali ne chigambo che Yesu.
The Father is where he was with his word the Lord Jesus.
Awamo no moyo mutuku.
Together with the Holy Spirit.
Utonda kwe guri onane isi.
At the creation of entire heavens and earth.
No bujufu bwali.
And their fullness.
Nawe tuli dembe Efeso.
As we've heard in Ephesians.
Sule yokunonyoro mukaga.
Chapter 4 verse 6.
Nina kusaba tudire mu.
I'm requesting they repeat it.
Abefeso esule yokuna nolunyiriri olomukaga
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6
Katondomu kitawe wabonna aita kitawe wabyonna ali waguru wabyonna aita mu byonna era ali mu byonna
One God Father of all who is above all and through all and in you all yes
katondomu
one god
the
father of all
ali waguru we byonna
above all things
waguru we guru
above the heavens
utandikwa ne nkomere
at the beginning and the end
ukutonanga tekunabawo
before creation happened
eriyo yali ne chigambo chi Yesu
there is why he was with his word Jesus
utonda
at creation
kibacha wandikibwa ku ye
that is why it's written of him
moyokane mwemu
in John 1:1
pakuru okusatu ngagamba bwana
as he says this
Yokane sule soka nolunyiriri olusoka
John chapter 1 from verse 1
Kulubereberye waliwo kigambo kigambo naba wali katonda kigambo naba katonda
In the beginning was the word was with God and the word was God
Olunyiriri okubiri
verse 2
Oyo yaliwo kulubereberye awali katonda Yokane sule soka nolunyiriri olwokubiri
John chapter 1 verses 2
Oyo yaliwo kulubereberye awali katonda
The same was in the beginning with God
Olunyiriri okusatu
verse 3
Ebintu byonna byakolebwa kubwoyo era watali ye tewakolebwa kintu nakimu ekyakolebwa.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Yes.
Nama tudde mbefe sonya mukaga.
As we've had Ephesians 4:6, one God, Father of all, who is above all.
Right?
Above all at the beginning and the end. He was there with the word. As we've heard in the John 1:1 up to 3. Told in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word is God. And he said in verse 2. He was the one who was at the beginning with God. And the verse 3 says, all things were made by him, and without him nothing was made. Yet as we know that the word clothed the flesh, and we saw him as the Son, according to John 1:14. Now, still the Son by him is created all things. According to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 up to 2, up to 3, he says this. Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 1.
Katondedda bwe yayogereranga mu bitundu ebingi ne mu ngeri nnyingi eri bajjajjaffe mu bannabbi.
God, who at many times in various manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Verse 2.
Munaku zinezoluvanyuma yayogerera naffe mu mwana gwe yasawo okuba omusika wa byonna era gwe yatonze ebintu byonna.
Has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he appointed heir over all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Yes. You know, when you go back brief in the Ephesians 4 verse 6, one God, the Father of all, who is above all, right above the heavens, was there with his word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. According that we've heard in John 1 verses 1 to 3, that in the beginning was the word, and the word is with God, that he was there at the beginning. All things were made by him, and without him nothing was made. But we've told in the midst there, John 1 verse 14, the word clothed flesh appeared unto us here, and we saw him as the Son, one begotten of the Father, filled with grace and truth.
Here
is explained that still the Son is the same as the Word. By him who created all things. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 to 2. What surprises most? That him as the Holy Spirit was there. For he had spread on the surface of the depth of the water. In the beginning. What we have to know, responsibility of each in creation, how was it? Let's first read Genesis chapter 1. Verses 1 and 2. Genesis chapter 1 verses
1.
In the beginning God created heavens and the earth. Verse 2.
And
the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Yes. Even the Holy Spirit was there at the beginning. And his work in creation, he was key. He was a key factor. According to Psalms 104 verse 30.
Mm-hmm. Zaburi esule chikumi mwenya nolu nyiriri olwa makumi asatu.
Psalms 104 verse 30.
Otumo omoyo gwo nebitondebwa era ofuula obujja amaaso g'ettaka.
You send forth your spirit, they are created. You renew the face of the earth. Yes. You see, he was one who said to be created. But just as you've heard, when I recap a little,
In the Ephesians 4 verse 6, we've been told that one God, the Father of all, who is above all, and he passed through all. Right above all. And we heard he was there with God the Word, whom we know as the Son, and that by him we created all things, according to John 1:1 up to 3. Even Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 2. That by the Son he created all things. Yet still we move to hear that even the Holy Spirit was there, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of God. According to Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, the Spirit of God spread on the depth of the surface of the waters. Then we had Psalms 104 verse 30, that he was once set and things were created. Now all they are creators. Yes. But the responsibility of each one of them, how was it? In this creation, right there cometh a problem. Because the problem of where did he best to create heavens and earth, we have already solved it. We have already given a solution of it. He best above the heavens. Yet we've heard that God the Father was there and is a creator. God the one whom we know as the Son, he was there when he was being created. He was being made to create. Yes. Even the Holy Spirit is there, is sent, they are created. Where are their responsibilities at creation? Now we've begun from God the Father. Yes. Listen above the heavens. God the Father. He is the master planner. The master great in counsel. He wrote the plan of creating entire heavens and earth, even their fullness. Every plan he spoke it with God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, together with God the Spirit, whom we know as Spirit of the Lord. I've said it like this, that basing above the heavens, at the beginning and the end, before creation happened, God the Father,
master planner,
he is the master planner,
or
the one we call great in counsel. He brought the plan of great in heavens and earth, even the earth and their fullness. And all he spoke them, he spoke them with God the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus, together with God the Spirit, whom we know as Spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus much. That is why he was spoken of most in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17 up to
8:19.
He too is a creator, but he was great in counsel. Let us read, we hear. Jeremiah 32, verse 17.
Lava, watonde gulu nensi nobu yinza buo bunji, nomu kono go guagolorua. Tawari chigambo chikulima.
O Lord God, behold, you have made the heaven and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm, and there is nothing too hard for you.
Orinyole kumi no munana.
Verse 18.
Akole nkumi, ne nkumi ebyechisa. Nosasula mtali butukirifu buwaba chitawi, mchifuba chiabana bawi, abaddawo. Katondo mkulu owa manye, mokamo weje liye rinyalie.
You show love and kindness unto thousands and recompense the iniquity of fathers into the bosom of their children. After them, the great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name.
Omukulu mu kuteesa era ow'amaanyi mu kukola emirimu. Amaaso go gatunuulira amakubo gonna ag'abaana b'abantu. Okuwa buli muntu ng'amakubo ge bwe gali era ng'ebibala by'ebikolwa bye bwe biri.
Great is counsel and mighty in work. For your eyes are open upon all the ways of the Son of Man, to give everyone according to his ways and according to fruits of his doings. Yes. It is true. God the Father too is a creator. But his creation was great in counsel and in working. And to see in all things how they will be, how the plans will look like. I want to repeat the verse
19.
And you hear that great counsel
and working at
working all things the way they should be brings all those plans. You repeat for me.
Jeremiah 32 verses 19. Omukulu mukuteesa era owamanyi mukukola emirimu. Amaaso go gatunuulira amakubo gonna ag'abaana b'abantu. Okuwa buli muntu ng'amakubo ge bwe gali era ng'ebibala by'ebikolwa bye bwe biri.
Great in counsel and mighty in work. For your eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to fruit of his doings. Yes. God the Father was there in his great in counsel. We call him Master Planner. The one great in counsel. He was counted to be great in working. Yes.
For
he brought plans of all the heavens and the earth with their fullness
and
wait in the ways of everything how it will be. Praise Jesus much. Yet what surprises most? There is no counsel. There is no understanding which was able to rise up against him. What he took counsel about, it was that.
Even
the word just designed them as we shall see. That's why he said in the Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 30, and he says like this. Proverbs chapter 21, verses 30.
Tewali magezi ne wankubadde okutegeera. Newakubadde okuteesa ku Mukama.
Proverbs 21 verse 30. There is no wisdom. Proverbs 21.
Ngere sule ya 21 n'olunyiriri olwa 30.
Proverbs 21 verse.
Olunyiriri olwa 30. Tewali magezi newakubadde okutegeera. Newakubadde okuteesa ku Mukama.
There is no wisdom, no understanding. No counsel against the Lord. Yes. Him when he took counsel, there is no one to answer, speak anything against it. And even God the Word, whom we know as the Son, he was there to design how they are going to be those he had taken counsel about. And thereafter he sent the Spirit to implement them. When you hear he takes counsel, do you hear anyone agile? That's why Genesis 1, verse 26 and 27, when he took counsel, make man in their image, but there were others he was speaking with, he brings his plan, he puts it before them. It was done as he took counsel on it. Up to today, now one can urge you against this counsel. Go to the Father whom you hear.
But
let's read, we hear in Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
Katonda n'ayogera nti tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe, mu kifaananyi kyaffe, bafugenge eby'omu nnyanja n'ebibuuka waggulu, n'ente n'ensi yonna, na buli ekyewalula ku nsi.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over
every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Yes. He spoke, let's make man in our image. Once he speak with, we know them very well.
Right.
When
we
began to take off seal on the spirit of the Lord, we took off seal to get light of Holy Scriptures.
It lightened
us the presence of God the Father, God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son Christ Jesus, even God the Spirit,
whom
we know as Spirit of the Lord. Now you've understood well whom he was speaking with.
Many
in the world they are confused and they say, but God was speaking with who? As he brings his plans there, as Genesis 1 verse
26,
let's make man in our image. You and whom do you look alike? What
messed
God the Father was there and he was great in counsel.
Master planner
of heavens and earth with their fullness. Yet anytime he brought the plan and he tells them to go to the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus, blessing above the heaven, and he tells it to go to the Spirit, we know a Spirit of the Lord. But they immediately did it. That's why verse 27 they say, and they did it as he had said. You read and we hear. Those who argue against the counsel of the Lord, woe to you.
You're
even bringing in darkness of ignorance. Let us read, we hear. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27.
Katonda Katonda omusajja n'omukazi.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he male and female created he them. Yes. You know, I will not go deep to separate of those two verses. For right there are two who are working then. There is God the Father. Verse 26. And he said, let's make. Now the one in verse 27 is the designer, called God the Word. He designed how man is going to appear. Yet the one who put in action was sent, the God created.
He's
in Genesis chapter 2 verses 6 to 7, where they form man as we see him being formed. What is it, Pastor? If you hear a language of the Bible, now let's do like this. Let us read this one. The Father is in verse 26, Genesis chapter
1,
and he brings the plan. Let us read, we hear. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
Katonda nayogera nti tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe mu kifaananyi kyaffe bafugenge eby'omunsi nti bafugenge eby'omunnyanja n'ebibuuka waggulu n'ente n'ensi yonna na buli ekyewalula ku nsi.
And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Yes.
That
Father, he spoke his plan the way he wants it. Now there is one who designed it in the verse 27. God the Word. Let us read it, we will hear. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27.
Mungeri ya Katonda muyamutondera omusajja n'omukazi buyabatonda.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he male and female, created he them.
Yes.
Oyo.
Him.
Ye katonda chigambo.
That is God in the word.
Ye atonda plani jeba mugambi.
He
naji design.
Designs the plan they have told him.
Musajja berebo ati.
Let the man appear like this, even the woman.
Moyo mtukufu abirabye.
Holy Spirit, have you seen them?
Ati omoyo mtukufu katonda omoyo.
God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the one sent and they are created. As we shall see their responsibilities. He was in the chapter 2, verses 6 to 7. And he first formed the man. And the father came back, told him, "You made one according to the plan I told you. It is not good that he be alone."
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
So,
first read Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verses 6.
Na yorufu na yulinyo kuvamunsi. Na lutonye amazi kunsiyo na.
But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Verse 7.
Mukama Katonda nabumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi, namufuwamu mu nnyindo omukka, nti omukka ogw'obulamu. Omuntu n'afuuka omukka omulamu.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Yes. Right there, God the Spirit had created him physical. Because in Psalms 104 verse 30, he sent his spirit they are created. Now imagine created one, but according to the plan of God the Father. Genesis 1 verse 26.
He
said they make two, man and woman.
The designer
designed how man and woman should appear.
That
God the word. Now God the Spirit. In the Genesis 2, verse 6 to 7. He came to create only a man there. Now the father came, told him, according to plan and design we gave you, it is not good for man to be alone. Read me verse 18 you hear. Genesis chapter 2, verses 18.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti, si kirungi omuntu okubeeranga yekka.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a suitable help. Yes. He said it's not good according to the plan. And then the Spirit took Adam to sleep and got out a rib from him, according to Genesis chapter 2, 21 to 23. Those you will read for yourself because of time.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus
much.
Always God the Father was speaking with God the Word, whom we call the Son, together with God the Spirit, whom we know as Spirit of the Lord. In all his plans of creating all the heavens and the earth, even their fullness. That's why after someone sins, after man sinned
Adam,
himself who brought plan of all things, God the Father, he came back, told God the Word, whom we know as the Son,
Yesu Christ,
Christ Jesus, together with God the Spirit. He told them, man has become like one of us. Now these confused many people. God has his colleagues whom they look alike, and one man has wanted to familiarize them, become one of them, and they did understand it never came out well. That is why we still wanted to pervert the world. Most it took them from the Bible. Many religions are right there. They all drew cults. Beliefs which are there playing within the Bible.
Madini.
Religions. Which are there, they departed from the Bible. And they created their foolish books.
which make people get lost. For they fail to humble under the Spirit of the Lord as we are today. That reveals same things which were there of truth. But now when you read Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, not yet be able to understand the presence of God the Father, God the Word, whom we call the Son, even God the Spirit, you know, a Spirit of the Lord. How can you understand the language spoken there? Let us read, we hear. Genesis chapter 3 verse 22.
Mukama Katonda nayogera nti, laba, omuntu afuuse ng'omukufe okumanya ng'obulungi n'obubi. Kaakano aleme okugolola omukono gwe okunoga ku muti ogw'obulamu okulya okuwangaalanga emirembe n'emirembe.
And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he be put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Yes.
He
has become like one of us. Who and who? Now you no more ask that to yourself. Because most read them in the first John chapter 5 and the verse 7. For there are three witnesses in heaven. The Father,
Chigambo,
the Word,
who
we know as the Son,
Yes,
Jesus Christ,
no more,
and the Holy Spirit, and the three agree in one because they came from one.
Ye,
that is the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In Matthew 28, verse 19, they say, we make all nations disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, whom we know is the Word, and the Holy Spirit. These agree in one, the same glory. Where you can understand Genesis 3, verse 22. Whom was he telling these plans? That man has become like one of us.
It didn't
become them, but just as one of them. Yes. His likeness is not what is perfected.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But when we wind up of God the Father being great in counsel, he brought plans of creation of all the entire heavens and the entire earth, even their fullness. He is spoken of this in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6. Verse 8. And it says like this. Isaiah chapter 6, verses
8.
Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me. Yes. The Father first said, whom shall I send? And then he said, who shall go for us?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Him as the one who bringing plan, he first said, whom shall I send? And then after he asked his colleagues, it is including God in the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus, even God in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit,
O
Spirit of the Lord, that who shall go for us?
So that
is the way he has been there all the long. And people get confused.
But
God was speaking with who? Because there in Genesis he had not yet created anything. That
he
would have been speaking with angels. There we were at the beginning. Before he created heavens and earth with their fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But God the Word says, all those plans the Father drafted them when he was there.
mukudizaininga
as that the master architecture
okusinzira kungere sura iyo munana
according to Proverbs chapter 8
abiri muenda paka
29 to 30
agamba bwati
he says like this
ngere sura iyo munana nolunyiriri olwabiri mu muenda
Proverbs chapter 8 verses 29
boya wenyanje ensalo ensalo yayo amazigale mengo okusobye kiragiro kye boya lambe misingi jensi
when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his command when he appointed the foundations of the earth
Orinyola 30
verse 30
Kale nganzandi nganzendiawo jali ngo mukoza era bulijjo yasanyukiranga
Then I was before him then I was by him like a master workman and I was daily his delight rejoicing always before me Yes
Lizita pia yarambike misingi je guru yonale sibujinabe
Father marked the foundations of all heavens and up how they will be
ye katonda chigamba agamba
him go to the word say
yaliaunga master architect
he was there as a master architecture
a master workman
a master workman
master designer
master designer
yena designing abuli katonda chiyagara egulyo naligena kubera
and it designed everything the father said the whole heavens is to be like this and that
isizo nane ebirimu bigena kubera
bibi all the planets and things within them they are going to be like this and that
yesu yebajwe
praise jesus
so point ya fedako
so our next point
okusinzira waguru weguru
basing above the heavens
utandikwa ne nkomire
at the beginning and the end
kutonanga te kunabao
before creation happened
katonda chigambo
go to the word
gutumanyinga omwana
whom we know as the son
yesu christ
raised jesus
yaliyo nga master architecture
he was there as the master architecture
obagwe tumanyinga master workman
go the master workman
master designer
the master designer
yategeka egulyo nane isi
he who prepared the entire heavens and the earth
nobujuvu bwalyo bugendo okubeerera ddala
the fullness how they are going to be
okuva mu plan ya katonda chitafu
right from the plan of God the Father
Yesu yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
ugame point ya feze ko tulaba
we see the next point we see
ki okusinzira waguru we
God that basing above the heavens
utandikwa ne nkomero
at the beginning and the end
okutonanga te kunabao
before creation happened
katonda chigambo
God the word
manyikidwa ngo omwa
known as the son
Yesu Kristo
Jesus Christ
yaliyo nga master architecture
he was there as a master architecture
wa master workman
oh the master workman
master designer
master designer
yategeka egulyo na
who designed the whole heavens
nobujuvu bwalyo
even their fullness
wa mone season na
together with all the earth
nobujuvu bwam
and their fullness
ngabwe binabira
as they will be
okusinzira ku plan ya katonda chita
facing on the plan of God the Father
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
so chovola ba
so that is why you see
ngatumuliranga kulubereberi jali
and we hearing the Genesis is there
urinyi katulabe lubereberi sulesoka
let us see Genesis chapter 1
norinyi olisoka
and the verse 1
olubereberi sulesoka norunyiriri olisoka
Genesis chapter 1 verses 1
olubereberi katonda atonda heavens nensi
in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
Untandikwa wenyeni katona nga atonde kuonesi
Right at the beginning as God created heavens and earth.
Ngalita plan yoku tonde gulyo nane.
And he brings plan of creating entire heavens and the earth.
Atonda chigambo na yeye aliwo.
God the world too he was there.
Era ye yagena maso koro go ku designing.
And he moved on to do a work of designing.
Rani zoneza katonda chitafeze gulyo nane.
All plans of God the Father of heavens and earth with their fullness.
Okusinzira ku Yokane yemwemo.
According to John 1:1.
Bakuruku 7.
Up to 3.
Yokane sura isoka nolunyiri olisoka
John chapter 1 verse 1
Kuluberebere waliwo kigambo kigambo naba wali katonda kigambo naba katonda
In the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God
Olinyoro kubiri
verse 2
Oyo yaliwo kuluberebere awali katonda
The same was in the beginning with God
Olinyoro kusatu
verse 3
Ebintu byonna byakolebwa kuboyo era watali ye tewakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyakolebwa
All things were made by him and without him was not anything made that was made
hey.
Yes
The beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. But as we've come explaining to you, John 1 verse 14, the Word clothed the flesh, we saw him as the Son. One begotten of the Father. When we get back to Genesis 1 verse 2, he
said
he was there in the beginning. Verse 3 it says, all things were made by him, and without him nothing was made. They have to be two,
made and create.
All things were made by him, and without him nothing was created. He made a plan.
Then he created
another. Then one who created is another. That the one who created could not do it.
It's
not the one who physically created.
He made the plan
of the Father. Designed it how it is to be.
Of
creating the entire heavens and the earth with their fullness. One of what confuses is that verse 3. Let us read here. John chapter 1, verses 3.
Ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo, era watali ye, tewakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyatondebwa.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was created. Yes. That where he was not to design, nothing was implemented. Nothing was created where he was not. But he showed us he was a master workman. Master designer. Because he
said
all plans the Father brought of great in heavens and earth, himself he was there. But he was there as a master architect, whom we call master designer. You know, always when we're going to be building our houses,
the
owner of a house has a plan of a house he wants. But we get architectures, those who design those houses. Then after we get those to build it, now that is the journey. That's why you see in Proverbs 8:27-30, God, the word move explain of that issue saying like this. Proverbs chapter
8:27.
When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle upon the face of the depth.
Yes.
When he prepared,
planner.
You know, a planner. It is there to begin to prepare. I want this and this. This it's not when he created the heavens. When he prepared, the language is clear here. Him the Father is not the one who created, and he's not the one who designed.
He
just spoke the plan how it will be. To preparing it, the one was there to approve. Is this that you've been saying? As he designed it? Yes.
So
you read, let's move on. Proverbs chapter 8 verse
27.
When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle upon the face of the depth. Verse
28.
When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. Verse 29.
When
he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his command, when he appointed the foundations of the earth. He appointed that I want foundations of the earth to pass there. And the word designed he brought for approval, is it to be like this? As you see right here. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 30.
Kale nga nze ndi awo jali ng'omukulu mu kukola. Era bulijjo yasanyukiranga. Ng'anjaguliza bulijjo mu maaso ge.
Then I was by him like a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him.
Yes.
He was there as a master workman.
Master architecture.
Master architecture.
Master designer.
Master designer.
Now you know designing a
and he has to design the entire heaven.
This is
and hold the earth with their fullness.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus, man.
So I was singing about the
so most people get confused. That how was it? How did he do it? We hear, but now who created who? And the other created what? Even another created what? But those spirit of the Lord reveal you light of the word of God to take off the seal from the scriptures and enlighten us light as they were. Praise Jesus much. But as we've understood in John 1 verse 10 up to 11, he was in the world, and the world was made by him. Let us read here. John chapter 1, verses 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Verse
11.
He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Yes. He was in the world. The world was made by him. Now he designed the plan of the world and how it will be there. For the plan, it's the Father who gave it to him. But designed them how they're going to be moving basing on the plan of the Father. Go to the world, who we know as the Son,
Jesus Christ.
Christ Jesus. He moved on to design all those. That's why you see Hebrews 1 verse 8 up to 10. He is spoken of like this as the Son. The way he designed the foundations of the earth, even foundation of the entire heavens. Hebrews chapter 1 verses 8.
Naye kumwana ayogera nti entebe yo ayi Katonda yaluberera emirembe n'emirembe.
But unto the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and a scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom.
Verses 9.
You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows.
Verse 10.
And you, Lord, in the beginning have laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. Yes.
He's
the one who designed with his hands the entire heavens, even its fullness. In all the earth is their fullness. How they will be. That's why in the Colossians chapter 1,
verse 15 and 16,
we are
told like this on all that was created. He had a great responsibility upon them to see they are designed well. Let us read we hear. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15.
Oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika. Omubereberye w'ebitonde byonna.
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
Olunyole 16. Kubanga mwoyo ebintu byonna mwe byatonderwa, mu ggulu ne ku nsi, ebirabika n'ebitalabika, obanga ntebe za bwakabaka, oba bwami, oba kufuga, oba masaza, ebintu byonna byatondebwa ye, era ne ku lulwe.
For by him we are all things created, that are in the heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, or principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Yes. Visible and invisible. In the plan he was designed from the plan of God, the Father. And he drafted those which are visible and those to be invisible. Now imagine how we designed something which is not to be visible. And it looks there to get approval. It's going to be like this. Just like the wind, let's say. And it has to be there in the world. Yet it is not visible. Yet each two he designed it. Praise Jesus much.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we heard in the Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, as he says, that by the Son he created all things. But the Son, when he came on the world, he told us, my Father is still working, me too, I am still working. According to John chapter 5 and verse 17. Up to now they are still working. John chapter 5 verses 17. But Jesus answered them, my Father works still and I work. Yes, all were there in working from the beginning. The Father was there. Even the word we know as the Son was there. And he worked up to today. But just as we heard in the John chapter 1, verses 3, that he one who designed all, yet
is
not the one who moved ahead to create them. There is one who was sent and they were created, the Holy Spirit. Now we head on to another aspect, that blessing above the heavens, at the beginning and the end, before creation happened, God the Spirit, who we know as the Holy Spirit,
or
Spirit of the Lord, he was there as a master implementer, or the one who was sent and they were created. The entire heavens, all the earth with their fullness, according to plan of God the Father,
as it
was designed by God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. I repeat it. Basing above the whole heavens, at the beginning and the end, before creation happened, God the Spirit,
who
we know as the Holy Spirit,
or
Spirit of the Lord, he was there as a master implementer, the one who was sent to create all the heavens and all the earth with their fullness.
According to plan of God the Father, as it was designed by God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son Christ Jesus. Yes.
You
know, we saw in the beginning he was there. According to Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And he says like this. Genesis chapter
1
and verse
1.
In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Verse
2. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. Omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gutambula kungulu ku mazzi.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Yes.
Omwoyo wa Katonda.
The Spirit of God. Whom we know as God the Spirit,
O
Holy Spirit,
O
Spirit of the Lord. He was there at the beginning. And he was one who said, all were created. According to Psalms 104, verse 30. And he says like this. Psalms 104, verses
30.
You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Yes. He sent the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, God the Spirit, Psalms 104 verse 30, and they were created. And when you hear in Genesis chapter 1 and the verse 3 up to 5, and you hear these words, he put them in the way. It is the Holy Spirit. Let us read we hear. Genesis chapter 1, verses 3.
Katonda nayogera nti wabeewo obutangaavu, ne wabaawo obutangaavu.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Verse 4.
Katonda nalaba ng'obutangaavu bulungi.
And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Verse 5.
Katonda obutangaavu n'abuyita emisana, n'ekizikiza n'akiyita ekiro, ne buba akawungeezi, ne buba enkya, olwo lunaku olumu.
And God called the light day, and darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God said, let there be light. Now this plan they had begun to put it in action, implementing it. But the one speaking, let there be light. It is God the Word, whom we know as the Son, because now is the one who had designed the plan and is the one directing there, let them build this there. And when he spoke it,
the
Spirit set and they are created, he put in action. Then the Father came out. For on him, all families of heavens and earth derive a name.
Amen.
I will not speak much there. The priests will explain them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. But all things of creation, they are all great. And we thank God he's revealed them to us like on this time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But him, God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit,
O
Spirit of the Lord, O Spirit of God, he was one who was sent and they were created.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That is why it is spoken most. It wasn't by power, not by
mind,
but it was the Spirit who moved on to do them. According to Zechariah 4 verse 6. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
Nademu nangamba anti, kino kye kigambo kya Mukama eri Zerubbabeli, nga kyogera anti, si lwa amaanyi. So siru wa buyinza, Then he
answered and spoke unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes. And he explains to us, all things to be created and to sustaining them, it is not by power, not by might, but it was the spirit who was sent and they got created. Yes. Thus, what do you argue about?
Yes,
praise Jesus. What can you argue against? Because that is what he explains in Job
33.
Starting from verse 2 up to 4. And he says like this. Job chapter 33 from verse
2.
Behold, now I have opened my mouth. My tongue has spoken in my mouth. Verse
3.
My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. Verse
4.
The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. Yes. The one who created all is the Spirit of the Lord. There are those we give in the Genesis
2.
And we give them that the Holy Spirit was the one creating man. From plan, God, the word designed that of the Father. He can argue, but this is the proof.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus, man. So, Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of God, God the Spirit, all the Holy Spirit, all their His name. He is called those according to his responsibility. Just as we saw above. But God, the real creator.
Mm-hmm.
He was one sent the God created. Now, I don't know you who refuse to worship him. Those who find us worship God the Father. And we worship God the Word known as the Son. Even the Holy Spirit. And listen now you. You worship how many gods? Because you do not know that the three came from one. Responsibility of creating, they are all with involved in it. Because the Spirit moved on, be sent, and God, He says, God the world, who commanded the Spirit of God in doing all this, according to those in Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 12 to 40. And it says like this. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 12. Who has measured the waters in a hollow of his hand, and measured out heaven with a span, and known in the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Yes. Now the Spirit went measured all. Heaven will end here. Mountains, they have to be in this. Everything inside there. That's why even in the ground up today is working on the growth of food. Many things the Spirit is still doing up to today. Just as the Father works, even the Word the Son, even the Holy Spirit is still working. Praise Jesus much. Let's move on. Isaiah 40, verse 13.
oba eyamuweerera ebigambo n'amuyigiriza.
Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord? O being his counselor has taught him. Verse 14.
Ani gwe yali ateeseza naye ebigambo era ani yali amuyigiriza n'amutegeeza mu kkubo ery'omusango n'amunnyonnyola okumanya n'amulaga ekkubo ery'okutegeera.
With whom took ye counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Yes. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord? Spirit of the Lord was there in creation of all. And he is one he took counsel with, even God the Word. So that's the responsibility of God the Father, the one great in counsel, who planned creating the heavens and earth with their fullness. God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus. And he had great in designing the heavens and the earth, even their fullness, according to plan of God the Father. Then God the
God
Word, God the Spirit, God the Spirit, whom we know as Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit,
is the
one great in implementing, the one great in creating, and the one who was sent to create the plan of God, God the Father. As God the Word, the Son had designed it. Praise Jesus much. So still there are secrets of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. For he was there in his fullness, in the creation of heaven and earth. But time has left us. Because we were meant to see the mystery of the 7 days in creation. It reveals the 7 spirits of God, which make up the fullness of the Holy Spirit, in the creation of heavens and earth, right from above the heavens. Yes. So we shall start from there on the other time. May God bless you. Thank you for coming, for listening, for believing, for putting in action together, spreading far to reach four corners of the earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.